You've heard about the measles outbreak in Texas and Georgia. Well, we have three cases here in New Jersey, all connected to one kid who was unvaccinated, of course. This kid visited Prompt MD Urgent Care, that's in Fort Lee, on February 8th. Then on the next day, Inglewood Hospital and Hackensack University Medical Center. Officials are saying the two additional infected people, both of whom were also unvaccinated, had close contact with the kid. So that's how we wound up with the three cases so far. The first kid apparently traveled abroad before coming back to New Jersey. That's all we know about that whole situation. As I said, this comes amid a, let's call it an outbreak. I mean, we're into triple digits now. West Texas and elsewhere, 124 people infected at the last count. One child also died from the disease in Texas. That's the first measles death in the U.S. since 2015, the second since 2003. I bet you thought measles was pretty much erased from the U.S. around the turn of the century because of the vaccine, which is 97% effective. But here come the anti-vaxxers. So that brought about a comeback to what is a highly contagious disease with long-term effects if you don't die from it. Got the stats regarding cases of measles in the U.S. from the CDC. Let's start with 2019, when there were 1,274 cases of measles in the U.S. 89% of those cases were unvaccinated people. 2020, that number dropped dramatically to 13. 2021, 49. 2022, 121. 2023, 59. Now, here's the key number. 2024, in the U.S., there are 251 cases of measles. And as you would expect, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was asked about this at the cabinet meeting. That was a spectacle in itself this past Wednesday. And he basically dismissed it as measles as usual. Well, it's not. I mentioned 2024 for the entire year, 251 cases of measles in the U.S. So far this year, and we're just getting into March, 124 cases. But RFK Jr. dismisses it as nothing to worry about. Yes, that is deja vu that you're feeling.